With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump is rejecting another debate with Vice President Harris for now. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
On Thursday, Trump emphatically ruled out debating Harris again before the November election. But on Friday, he suggested that he could change his mind. At a news conference in California, Trump said perhaps he would agree to another debate if he got in the right mood. The vice president has challenged him to another debate, and Fox News Channel has proposed three possible locations and dates in October. But for now, the answer is no. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Correspondent Judy Walker reports on funerals in Georgia for a teen and a teacher killed in that recent high school shooting.
Family and friends gather at Hamilton Mill Memorial Chapel in Georgia for teacher Christina Iramia's funeral Saturday. The 53-year-old, one of two teachers and two students, killed at Appalachie High School on September 4th. 14-year-old Mason Skirmerhorn was also remembered at a memorial service Saturday at a civic center. Services were already held for teacher Richard Aspinwall, and a funeral will be held Friday for student Christian Angulo. His schoolmate, Colt Gray, who is 14, is charged with their murders. His father charged with supplying the weapon. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Hurricane Center says Storm Iliana has weakened to a tropical depression now. It formed off Mexico's coast on Thursday and moved ashore in Sinaloa State yesterday. Air Canada and the union representing pilots have come to terms on a labor deal that is likely to prevent a shutdown of Canada's largest airline. Company says talks between the Airline Pilots Association and the company provided a four-year collective bargaining agreement. This is SRN News. A Christian school is taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The Executive Council of Vermont Principals Association, which governs school sports and activities, ruled the school had violated the council's policies on race, gender, and disability awareness. In June, a federal judge denied a request by the school to be readmitted. A federal judge says two boys can play on girls' school sports teams while the teens challenge a New Hampshire ban. The families of the boys sued in August, seeking to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. In issuing a preliminary injunction, U.S. District Court Chief Justice Landia McCaffrey said the plaintiffs are likely to suffer, quote, irreparable harm if they're not allowed to play on the girls' team. This is SRN News. Technology is once again playing a key role in the world of sports.
The NCAA has given full approval for Gallaudet's football team to use a helmet designed for players who are deaf. The helmet, developed by the school in Washington, D.C. and AT&T, debuted last year with the team getting the chance to play just one game with it. The technology allows a coach to call a play on a tablet from the sideline that then shows up visually on a small display screen inside the quarterback's helmet. Jason Walker reporting.
DirecTV has announced a new deal with Walt Disney Company that will restore ESPN and ABC-owned stations to its service after nearly a two-week dispute. It blacked out those networks for millions of viewers across the U.S. The end of the impasse came just in time for sports fans to watch ESPN college football yesterday. This is SRN News.